You know, I was looking at the headlines this morning, and honestly, it's just noise. One minute prices are crashing, the next they're skyrocketing. If you're trying to buy or sell a house in Melbourne right now, how do you even sleep at night?
It is the definition of information overload, isn't it? And that's exactly what this piece from Metrolinx tackles. It's titled, "What Questions Do You Need Answered About Property Today?" And it's essentially a reality check for anyone feeling paralyzed by that market noise.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to dive into this one, because they aren't just talking about interest rates or clearance rates. They're asking the questions that actual people are whispering at dinner parties. Like the big one, is now actually the worst time to move?
Right. And what's interesting about the Metrolinx approach, and remember, they do both buyer and vendor advocacy, is that they reframe that question. It's not about timing the market perfectly, because even experts struggle with that. It's about specific strategy. Are you buying because you need a home, or are you investing? Because if you're waiting for the perfect bottom, you might miss the quality stock that's available right now.
That's a key point they made that stuck with me, the idea of quality stock, because the blog mentions that believing the price quote on the listing is a rookie mistake.
Oh, absolutely. That is the classic trap. You see a guide price, you get your hopes up, and then you turn up to the auction and it goes for $200,000 more. Metrolinx is really firm on this. You need independent due diligence. You need someone who knows what that street in Malvern or Richmond actually sold for 3 weeks ago, not what the agent hopes it sells for.
And that brings up the other side of the coin, selling. I think people assume if you're selling, you just hire a real estate agent and hope for the best. But this article introduces this concept of a vendor advocate. I'll be honest, I didn't really know that was a thing.
It's the best-kept secret in property. Think of it this way: a real estate agent works for the seller, technically, but they also want a quick commission. Who is checking the checker?
Right, who's managing the agent?
Exactly. That's what a vendor advocate does. Metrolinx steps in, helps you interview the agents, checks their marketing strategy, and ensures they aren't just underselling your home to get a quick deal. And the kicker? It usually doesn't cost the seller extra because they share the commission with the agent.
That's wild. So you get an expert in your corner for free, basically. Now, I have to ask about the off-market stuff, because everyone always talks about these secret listings that never hit the internet. Is that real, or is that just a myth?
Oh, it's very real, especially in Melbourne's premium suburbs. A lot of sellers value privacy, or they just want a quiet transaction without the circus of an auction. But here's the thing. If you're just scrolling through apps on your phone, you will never see those houses.
You need the secret handshake.
You need a buyer's advocate who has the agent's phone number on speed dial. That's the Metrolinx advantage the article highlights. They get the call before the for sale sign goes up. So if you're frustrated that you can't find anything good, it might be because the best stuff is being sold while you're asleep.
So to wrap this up, whether you're terrified of overpaying or terrified your house won't sell, the answer seems to be don't do it alone.
Precisely. The market is complex, but it's navigable if you have an independent expert who isn't emotional about the bathroom tiles. That's the takeaway here.
Love it. Well, if you want to stop guessing and start moving, sounds like Metrolinx is the team to call. Thanks for breaking it down, Cynthia.
Anytime, James.